This is not just Father's Day and the solstice weekend, but also the new moon. It starts what astronomers call a new lunation, day zero of the lunar month. A new moon is utterly invisible because it displays only its dark side and also sits near the sun in the daytime sky, lost in glare. But in popular speech, many define new moon as the skinny crescent first seen two evenings later. Millions around the world will then look for the reappearance of the moon as a thin crescent. Muslims regard it auspiciously because it begins their month. Others simply like how it looks. Standing low in the west at 8:30 p.m., the slender new moon will materialize this Tuesday and Wednesday. Join the adventure by observing how each month's crescent displays its own unique orientation. Now, in mid-June, the crescent balances on its side like an archer's bow. But January's new moon has a tilt that makes it look like a smile or a bowl. In the middle of this week, check out the eerie glow on the moon's dark side. This Tuesday and Wednesday will be the best time to see that phenomenon of Earthshine. Our world is a giant mirror that bounces sunlight to the moon, which is then clearly seen on the large region unlit by the sun. Yes, there's something special about that first sight of the new moon. It goes deeper even than the passion of poets and the vows of sweethearts and the lunatic baying of wolves. It's an apparition braided into our genes, woven back through time to when the first semi-humans glimpsed it each and every month of their lives. No wonder it gives us a strangely familiar thrill, an echo of ancient things felt rather than remembered. Without trying, we will remain forever bonded and intertwined with the moon. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.